Lord Jesus Christ, as we remember your suffering and death, we pray today for those we know and love who are suffering or who have died. We pray for George Savarajan, for Evangeline, Mark and the family following his death. We pray for the family of Andrew Robertson. We pray for Louise Burton and family following her mother's death, and for Yvonne Perry and her family following the loss of Fred. We pray for Margaret Jones, Michael and the family following David's death, and for Sav, Selena and David following the death of Elaine. We pray for all who are unwell in whatever way, Lord, continuing to remember the Reverend Ali Facey and her family, Frieda's sister Stella and her family, and any others on our hearts at this time. Lord Jesus Christ, we pray for those whose relationships are suffering, particularly those struggling with being stuck in homes where discord or abuse is a reality. We pray for those who are lonely. We pray for our government and our authorities today. Give wisdom and guidance to those with the responsibility of helping our country and our world to get through and recover from the virus causing such chaos and suffering. Be with all who are helping us through this crisis. Healthcare professionals, carers, shop workers, cleaners, teachers, rubbish collectors and volunteers. We particularly remember those members of our own congregation and family and friends who were involved in those roles. We pray for those countries with inadequate healthcare systems and huge numbers of people living closely together with no chance of distancing and keeping safe. Protect them, Lord, and help us not to forget them in our own distress. Help us to keep praying for them, Lord. Be with your church as we seek to support each other and show your love within the required restrictions. Show us how to continue in our worship of you in ways that can include all. Give us all your strength and guidance as we seek to celebrate and share the joy of your resurrection. In the name of the risen Christ. Amen.